You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It's Monday night. Welcome, gang, to the Britpop Show. Now, we've got another show before Christmas happens. I've got one on the 23rd, so I'm not going to hit you with a load of Christmas songs this hour. Oh, you'll be happy to know. It's going to wait for that till next week. So let me know what your favourite Christmas songs are and maybe we'll get them played. In the meantime, I'm going to play you an Oasis B-side, one of the later B-sides. I know all the early B-sides got a lot of attention. This is a later B-side, which you probably haven't heard for ages, if at all. And the last time you did hear it was probably on this show. This is Flashbacks.
Like dynamite.
I don't know if I mentioned it, but Oasis are going on tour. If you've got tickets, I'm not interested. Don't want to know. Right, what's today's show about? Today's show, because we always have a theme, is pulp. They've signed to Rough Trade Records. And what they say is Rough Trade have managed pulp for over 30 years. So it feels great to finally be on the label. We did it. And everybody's gone crazy thinking maybe that means that as a result, there will be some new music from pulp next year. Can you imagine? One of the articles said Pulp have announced that they've officially signed to Rough Trade Records, which further indicates that the band is keen on releasing new music. In a social media post on 12th of December, the band posted the news that they would be signing to the label. While the rationale for the sudden signing to Rough Trade remains unclear, the shift could reflect that the band are keen on releasing new music. So that's the theme today. I'm going to play you something from Pulp's most recent album. And then while I play in that, let me know at the Britpop Show on Twitter or on Blue Sky, because some people have commented on Blue Sky, and just let me know what album, what band would you like to do one last album, just one more? Let's hear a bit of Pulp and let me know your thoughts. One more album.
Until the band comes in, like
Bad cover version, Pulp. And that's what we're doing today. That is what today's theme is. Today's theme is about an album, a band where you just think, go on, just one more album, please. Just one more album. And what fits in with that, because we need a bit of housekeeping as well. I had some messages, and you know I love a message during the week. I had a message, one from Paul Marshall. And I also had a same message from Jason Paris. They'd obviously been listening to the Spread the Love show, which is the last show on the podcast. It said, so Paul said, hi, really enjoyed the Spread the Love show. Thank you. Please forgive my ignorance. What was the second to last song you played about a dirty weekend in a dirty little town? And the same from Jason Paris. He said, hey, the Britpop show, what was the second last song you played on the last episode? My dirty northern town were in the lyrics. Shazam and other apps couldn't recognise it, and I didn't hear you mention it. Thanks. Well, that is the way we roll. That song is not on Spotify, and neither is the album. It was The Dandies, and The Dandies, it's worth going to check out their album. The Dandies is probably available on Discogs. Check it out. I'm not going to play Dirty Weekend again, but I will play the other lead single off the album now. This is You Make Me Wanna Scream.
Because you make me wanna scream.
So that's the Dandies. That's sorted that out. But Paul Marshall went on. He said, I said, thanks for listening. He said, thank you. And thanks for playing a bit of Space Hog. And I said, you got to love the Hog. And he was referring to the fact that I played Carry On a couple of weeks ago. I didn't play in the meantime, and I didn't play this one.
We've got another great song coming up in minutes. Don't go anywhere.
We're living in quite a privileged time because There's lots of Britpop bands are bringing out new music. We had Shed 7, we've had two number one albums this year. Cast are supposed to be bringing out some new music. Oasis apparently are going to be bringing out some new music. We have some new music apparently from Pulp. But Spacehog, come on, get on it. Even a tour, we'll take a tour, that's fine. But I'm at the moment, my car's in the garage and I've got another car and I'm having to rely on CDs. That's how old that car is. So I've had to rifle through my CD collection and I've been playing a lot of Seafruit recently because it's in there. And, you know, it's almost like having it on vinyl because you don't really want to skip it. The CD's in there, just let it play. I've forgotten how good this album is. Seafruit, they only did one and I would love them to do a second. Trust me when I say it's an album full of bangers. Don't bother trying on Spotify. I don't think it's on there. I'm not sure. I should have checked, really, but I haven't. Go on Discogs. Go and buy the album. Probably get it for a fiver. It's brilliant. Right, I've asked you guys to let me know what albums, what bands you would like to... I keep getting that the wrong way around, don't I? What bands you would like to do one more album. Jill Walmsley has said Long Pigs every day of the week. And she's copied in Crispin Hunt, lead singer. He's never going to do that because he's just become president, I think, of the PRS, something or other. Sean Cadell agreed with it. He said, great shout, Jill. And more people wanted the Long Pigs as well. Teresa Marshall said, yeah, the Long Pigs, that would be pretty ace. And what about My Life Story? And Doug said, Long Pigs without a doubt. And you know what? I agree with all of you.
Clothes I can buy, made me feel like myself. She
Welcome to probably the only Christmas-free hour you'll get this week. Right, I'm asking you, what albums, what bands would you like to do one final album? I'm going to do that all the whole show. I'm going to say albums instead of bands. What bands? Right, Helen has said, mine are all impossible. Wham, or indeed a George Michael solo. Yes, impossible. Jimi Hendrix Experience. Yes, also impossible. Then she says, Nirvana. Yes, also impossible. Senseless Things. Yes. And Manson. Manson's not technically impossible. Very, very unlikely, because Paul Draper fell out with the lead guitarist. But, it could technically still happen. Stranger things happened. Look, Oasis got back together. So let's play a bit of Manson to celebrate the fact that you never know, we might get another Manson album.
Na 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 na
And we've had a message in from Mark, and Mark wants a new album by Dodgy. He says, definitely Dodgy. If they could produce an album as good enough as either Homegrown or Three Piece Suite, he would be in for that. Wouldn't we all, Mark? Wouldn't we all? Half Man, Half Jaffa Cake says he would like a new album from the Smiths. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. We had a message during the week from Mark Nickel. I love a message during the week. Send it to me. Just keep me entertained. He says, a few months late, but I'm catching up on some missed episodes of the Britpop show, and I'm currently on Where in the World. And if you remember, that episode was about let me know where in the world you're listening. And he says, I am in Johor Bahru, B-A-H-R-U, in Malaysia. Good effort, man. Good effort. And just to let you know, so the last 30 days, we've had lots of listens around the world. So the I'm going to do it from 5 to 1. So the fifth place that's most listened to, the Britpop show. This is not excluding the UK. This is the fifth most listened to place of the Britpop show. It's a place called Timaru in New Zealand. Probably an England cricketer just catching up on some shows that he'd missed while he's waiting to go into bat. Then Abu Dhabi is number four. Number three, a place called Chiba in Japan. If you're listening to the Britpop show and you're listening to this podcast, and that's where you currently are, send me a message. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. The next one is Fresno in the United States. And then way out in the lead is Singapore. If you're listening in Singapore, make sure you let me know. Right. I had lots of messages from people about bands where they would like just one more album. And Long Pigs had a really good reaction, but this other one did as well. It's the Stone Roses. So the Chantepleur said, I really think the Stone Roses have one more great album in them. They should record it in secret with no outside pressure, release it when it's ready. Not sure if they could put aside their differences, though. And Spencer J. Strangwood said, my 17-year-old daughter is a massive fan of the Stone Roses. I'd love it if she could experience the release of a new Roses album. He said they went to see the Clone Roses at Manchester Academy on Friday night, and she knew every word of every song. It was a fantastic gig. And then there's a man of very few words, Alex Cook. He just put the Stone Roses. Well, here they are with what is almost certainly their best album. And I forgot to do the 25 years since that album came out. 25 years ago, you were hit with this, the best Stone Roses music, no doubt. Yeah.
she's my sister. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister.
JP's a man who knows what he wants. He wants a new album from Radiohead, and at least that puts to bed the idea, are Radiohead Britpop or not? Because they obviously are.
Wake from your sleep. The drying of your tears. Today we escape. We escape. Pack and get dressed. For your father hears us before all hell breaks loose. Thank you. sing us a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Remember Geneva? No, you don't. I'm sure you don't. I do. I saw them support the Blue Tones. It would be lovely if they did another album, wouldn't it? That's the theme of this show.
Hits from the 1990s.
Yeah. we're still young. Let us be happy while we're still young. Let us be happy while we're still young.
Let us be happy while we're still young. Let us be happy while we're still young. Let us be happy.
There we are, the end of the show. Thanks for listening. I've got one more. So John H.C. off Blue Sky, because Blue Sky are people too as well, you know. John H.C., he said, Sleeper or the Seahorses? Now, the Seahorses, they've just released, not quite, you know, the lead singer released an album recently, so that doesn't count. But Sleeper does. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Right from the start. Now it's much too late to ask me.